The Cambridge Judge Business School Postgraduate Diploma in Entrepreneurship is a part-time qualification that uses a blended learning approach to help you, that budding new entrepreneur, to shape your business and grow its success. You can bring your own business ideas to the program, and help will be on hand to help you shape it. But watch out, you're going to get 360-degree feedback. Dr. Jo Mills is the programme director.
Well, Cambridge, as you know, is a hotbed of entrepreneurship, and there are a huge ecosystem of entrepreneurial individuals who are genuinely keen and willing to support new entrepreneurs and new ideas. They've been participating and contributing to a number of programs within the Judge, and particularly at the Centre for Entrepreneurial Learning, for a number of years now. And as a result of that portfolio of programs, this next step to actually build a real University of Cambridge qualification for entrepreneurs is the next step in this evolution, I believe. And the timing right now is great. The governments in the UK and elsewhere over the world are building a whole new raft of initiatives to support entrepreneurship. So I think the timing is great. Also, with the recent recession, there are a number of very talented individuals, I believe, out there who are really looking for new avenues. And that, coupled alongside with new opportunities in the creative industries and clean technology and technology in general, I think provides some fantastic timing for such a new qualification. You know, we're not envisaging that the idea they come with at the start will be always, every time, a huge business that will last long beyond the programme.
That blended learning approach combines intensive residential sessions, collaborative online learning through a dedicated virtual learning environment, and first-hand advice from some well-known entrepreneurs. So what's so special about this blended learning approach? Dr. Mills again.
Well, it's a very collaborative program. Actually, there are a number of ways in which students will be highly collaborative and participative throughout the program. Entrepreneurship is not a solo activity. You know, one of the key skills of entrepreneurs is to be able to network and to work alongside others. And actually, in the structure of the program, it's a 12-month program, and there are 3 weeks spent in Cambridge, 1 week at the start and 2 weeks at about the midpoint, which will form intensive periods for students to network with each other and to collaborate and learn together, and also learn with and from the entrepreneurial network. Alongside that, and in between those residential periods, there's a period of online study. And the students are actually encouraged to continue their participation and collaborative learning throughout that. And actually, their performance in participation forms a key element of the overall assessment strategy for the programme. So they have a real carrot dangled in front of them to actually carry on that participation and learn very collaboratively, even though they might apply that learning to their own projects in their own way.
And it's not full-time, is it? I mean, and also people bring their own ideas, you know, their projects when they come for interview. So they're going to say, well, I'm going to develop that when I take this diploma.
Absolutely. It's a part-time programme. And the idea being that students can study and learn alongside actually working on and developing and even implementing their own enterprise projects. So it's entirely flexible. So students could even be working full-time alongside working on their project and studying. So it provides that real marrying together of the academic learning and the practical hands-on implementation of real entrepreneurship projects.
What about if I have a daft idea, if I've just snatched an idea out, you know, there's a novelty in it, rather than say I want to set up a biotech company, you know, would you consider taking them on? Is it open to all comers?
It is. It's very much an open program, and what we believe we're doing is helping people to build their own skills to assess their ideas. We're not actually in a position, I don't think, to judge those ideas either at the time the students apply, nor at any point during the program. We're here to assess their learning and how the students apply their learning and thinking to their ideas. And at various points along the course of the programme, students will be doing things like market research to test out and validate the markets for their ideas. They'll be encouraged to network with others to do that more softer validation and get deeper insights. And they'll be required to build a financial case. And I think it's at the time they actually start to implement those ideas that they'll actually see whether their idea can be a real success or not.
How do you know if the Cambridge Judge Business School Postgraduate Diploma in Entrepreneurship is for you? If you're an enterprising type who wants to start or grow your own venture, or a manager or executive looking to make a life change, or a recent graduate or postgraduate who wants to move into business, then think about this diploma. It will also suit a public sector worker who's looking to make a career change, or a university aiming to advance its knowledge in entrepreneurship. Be prepared to roll up your sleeves. Dr. Mills again. You are also going to have those entrepreneurs from the Cambridge surround and the Cambridge cluster who've been successful, so for instance, Herman Hauser. Do you think bringing these people in is, if you like, the value added of the Cambridge Centre for Entrepreneurship?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's been plenty of research around about how entrepreneurs learn, and learning from experiences, both their own and from observing role models such as Herman Hauser and other guest entrepreneurs, is a real cornerstone of that. So, yes, I mean, we will be bringing a whole range of entrepreneurs into the programme, especially during the residential sections, but also online. We'll be using a whole suite of video lectures of entrepreneurs as part of the core learning that the students will have to undertake. And alongside that, we'll be asking the students to compare the experiences of these entrepreneurs with their own entrepreneurial experiences from their current projects, or even indeed from previous projects, and reflecting on all of that and really looking to say, well, how do these entrepreneurs, and how have I in the past and the others in the cohort, really looked at tackling those complex problems that entrepreneurs face, especially in the early phases of implementing new ideas?
And can you be too old or too young for this diploma? As I said, you clearly have to have a first degree. But what we're hearing all the time in the news, and you talked about the topicality of the diploma in entrepreneurship now in this new global world, setting yourself up in business rather than a secure career throughout your life, is the new role model. But perhaps people who've got their redundancy money from the public sector, they might think, well, I'm too old to do a diploma.
Oh, no, we're not setting any age limits on this, nor any restrictions on where students might come from. They might come from public sector, private sector. They might be geographically located all over the world. They might be looking to implement enterprise in all sorts of different industry sectors. I think actually bringing together a real diversity on a cohort such as this, where you're learning so collaboratively and participatively together, provides a real richness of learning, you know, and a real rich learning resource, especially if it's all documented online, that people can benefit from for a long time.
Public sector backgrounds, is that okay? Again, they haven't got to be that IT entrepreneur, they haven't got to be in science or biotech, they can come from any background.
Oh, yes, they can come from any background. We're looking for individuals who want to be entrepreneurial, whether that is by looking at new ventures, whether it be by taking the helm of family businesses, or whether it be by looking at opportunities within larger organisations, whether they be public sector or private sector.
Is it an international diploma? Are people going to come on this course and find that everybody is from Cambridge or Cambridgeshire or from London or the southeast? Or are you going to be able to recruit people from all over the world to reflect that global world and those global markets that we now want to tap into?
Absolutely. We're anticipating that we'll be able to recruit students from all over the world. And again, they can bring that richness of different cultures and, you know, a forum for students on the programme to develop a real global network with whom they can test out their new ideas and have a global sounding board for.
So why Cambridge Judge Business School and why now? The Postgraduate Diploma in Entrepreneurship takes advantage of the Centre for Entrepreneurial Learning's experience in providing educational opportunities and resources for entrepreneurs. The values and principles underpinning the design of the postgraduate diploma program include learning by doing, an explanation of the learning process of inspiration, information, and implementation, collaborative learning, a carefully designed curriculum and high-quality materials, and practitioner-based teaching. These are just some of the phrases now associated with the new diploma.
There are two bits of advice I would give. One is to have the attitude to be an entrepreneur. And I encapsulate it in our vision at Cobra Beer, which is to aspire and achieve against all odds with integrity. And that's almost the definition of entrepreneurship. You come up with an idea, you want to get somewhere with the idea, you invariably have all the odds stacked against you, you invariably have little or no means, and you go out there and you make it happen, and you do it with integrity.
Well, I think it's absolutely wonderful news. It's the first postgraduate diploma in entrepreneurship in the country, and it's a diploma for entrepreneurs, not about entrepreneurs. So if somebody wants to find out how to run a company, how to get started, this is a good diploma for them to take.
That was Lord Billamoria, best known as one of the two founders and chairman of Cobra Beer, and then Dr. Herman Hauser, co-founder of Amadeus Capital Partners and a number of other companies in the technology sectors, including Acorn Computers and Active Book Company. Those are just two of the 200 successful entrepreneurs who will help to deliver the formal and informal learning experiences on the new diploma in entrepreneurship. Lord Billamoria again.
I do believe that you can learn just about anything, and entrepreneurship is about the same. There's so many people who are entrepreneurs who don't even know it. I've had the privilege of seeing both sides of the fence. I've worked in a very large organization when I trained for 4 years in the city to qualify as a chartered accountant with what is today Ernst & Young. Thousands of people in that organization. Looking back on it, so many of my contemporaries, so many of my managers, so many of my partners were latent entrepreneurs, but their entrepreneurial talents and abilities were never unleashed.
Tell us a little bit about how you recognised that you were an entrepreneur. Did you sell things to your schoolmates? You know, were you banned from the playground? Did you just leave university budding with ideas?
I think that you are invariably influenced by somebody or some people. In my case, my mother's side of family were an entrepreneurial family, and my great-grandfather was a true entrepreneur, Didi Italia. In Hyderabad, he built up a business from scratch, and the stories of his early days, of his making his fortune and losing it three times, of building a sizable business empire in South India, of doing huge amounts of charitable work, of looking after his family really well, of actually becoming a member of the upper house in India, the Rajya Sabha, the equivalent of the House of Lords. He is somebody who's been a huge inspiration to me from my childhood.
And when you set out in business, what were the hurdles that you had to overcome? You said about your apprenticeship in the city. When did you have that eureka moment that, you know, you were going to forge forward and become this entrepreneur, this businessman?
One of the biggest hurdles is actually other people not believing that you stand a chance, because most entrepreneurial ideas are against all odds. And the people closest to you who do it purely out of care for you and wanting to protect you say, don't do it. You don't stand a chance. Take the safe route. Choose a career in banking or the city. You're a chartered accountant. You've got a law degree. Why are you risking everything going down this route? And it'll never work anyway, because nobody thinks you stand a chance. And you've got to have that faith and passion and belief in your idea. And ideally it helps if you have a big idea. And then you've got to run with it.
So what about those old clichés such as entrepreneurs are born and not made, or that you need to notch up a few failures under your belt and have a few years' experience behind you before you can begin to think you're going to be a successful entrepreneur? Dr. Herman Hauser again.
I wished I had a diploma of entrepreneurship at the time, because when I started, there was no such support for entrepreneurship. And we made so many mistakes. We learned the hard way I wished I had the opportunity of a diploma like that at the time when we started.
Who started? Who helped you then? How did you have that eureka moment that you were going to do this big thing?
Well, nobody helped me at the time. I think the only reason why I did it was that I come from an entrepreneurial background. My family my father was an entrepreneur himself, so I suppose I have some of his genes and the willingness to take these risks. But at the time, I had no support. However, I had a very entrepreneurial partner as well in Chris Curry, so helped me take the risks that needed to be taken at the time.
If you're thinking of applying, you'll need a 2-1, a good grasp of English, and that entrepreneurial project we spoke of will need to be looked over as part of your submission for entry. Perhaps we can give you a few tips on what those selectors might look out for. Not surprisingly, our Cambridge Judge Business School Dragon's Den team will want to know that you've thought about the size of your market as well as the type of innovation you want to take forward. Dr. Hauser, once more. So what tips would you give to people enrolling on this new diploma? And would those tips still be relevant today? Would they be the same ones you started out with, like, you know, have courage, you know, have disputes with your partner, but listen to them too and sort of make up when you do fall out?
Well, my main recommendation for entrepreneurs was the same 20 years ago as it is now, and that is do something. People often get paralyzed by analyzing or agonizing over whether they should do something or not, what precisely the business plan ought to be. I think once things are roughly in the right shape, they just ought to go and do it.
If I was coming to enroll on this new diploma, I had my idea because, you know, it's going to be practically based. There's a blended learning approach with it's collaborative, it's online, residential sessions as well, and entrepreneurs like you coming to talk to those who enroll. But would you judge me on the idea I presented you with? Or would you judge me as a person thinking she or he is determined? I don't care about the idea. It's them I'm investing in.
No, it is very much both. However, in order of priority, the first thing that we're looking for is passion. If somebody really is passionate about what they want to do. And then all the other things have to fall in place as well. I mean, if the idea doesn't hold any water, of course we wouldn't back the proposition. So it's got to be the passion of the entrepreneur, the good idea, the size of the markets, and the quality of the technology.
That blended learning approach I spoke of, how unique is it to this Cambridge postgraduate diploma in entrepreneurship?
Well, I think it's very important to strike the right balance between technology, the markets, the product specification, the customers. So to strike this balance can best be done by getting a bit of teaching, letting people understand that all these different contributions are necessary.
And that is the unique part of it, isn't it? That, you know, online as well, residential sessions, but it doesn't have to take up all of your time either. So you can progress your idea and then, if you like, come and get first-hand tips of how you can make that idea better, how you can improve it, how you can become successful.
That's right. And in that sense, it is unique. And I'm very excited about it because it's exactly what entrepreneurs should be doing. They should both do things themselves and then get the coaching that they need in order to do it even better.
So why this diploma now? Surely the poor UK economic indicators might prevent anyone who hasn't got a brave heart for business or considerable experience already from setting themselves up as an entrepreneur in the current climate. Dr. David Cleveley is founding director and member of Executive Committee Centre for Science and Policy at Cambridge University. He's another one of those techie types, the founder and former chairman of telecoms consultancy Analysys and chairman of Abcam. Now might just be a very good time to get started. Dr. Cleveley,
You've got to have dynamic in all of this. There's got to be light and shade. Ploughing one particular furrow for too long just doesn't work. You've got to have the mentors. You've got to have the rote learning of stuff. I mean, I went on courses to do project management. I went on courses about accounting and stuff. You can't get away from that. But at the same time, you've got to be exposed to some of the unexpected. It'll be serendipity what you come across. I mean, and the things that shape your views will be the odd book, the odd conversation, the completely unexpected thing that turns up in a seminar. Those are the things that are really important.
And do you think you're likely to see mirrors of yourselves? You talked about setting up the Cambridge Network with Herman Hauser. It's a very special environment to come into the Cambridge Network for a budding entrepreneur, isn't it?
Well, fortunately, the Cambridge Network is very welcoming. That's the type of thing Shaivai Kanum is putting on, or you can tap into Cambridge Angels or iTeams or some of the other things that are being run. So there are lots of opportunities for doing things here in Cambridge. It's a very, very rich environment.
And if you were to give some advice to those who want to enrol on the postgraduate diploma in entrepreneurship, would you say to there are three tips that you give entrepreneurs to take away to make them successful? Or do you have to form your own luck, go through that dark valley, the Silicon Valley entrepreneurs talk of? You know, are there no rules for entrepreneurs?
Oh, there are rules for entrepreneurs. Firstly, you have to believe in yourself. And if you don't have that inner conviction, you're not going to get anywhere. Secondly, you have to listen to other people, but do something that's better than either of you suggested in the first place. And the third one is really understand the nuts and bolts of what's going on. It's no good pretending that the accounts are something to be waved at. It's no good believing that process isn't important. Process, accounts, some of that nitty-gritty for scaling a business are absolutely essential. You'll need to know some of the details about how to manage personnel. You'll need to know some of the details about salaries. All of that stuff actually has to be in your head. You have to be able to look at the entire system you're creating and understand how it works.
The postgraduate diploma in entrepreneurship starts in September this year with a one-week residential session in Cambridge. The second session is in April 2012, and students will complete the programme by September 2012. How important will those practical sessions be with those entrepreneurs who've already had some success themselves? Dr. Cleverly again.
I started a consultancy company called Analysis back in 1985. That enabled me to have a little bit of spare time and resource, I suppose, to think about other things, which I did towards the end of the 1990s. I had the good fortune to bump into a chap called Jonathan Milner, with whom I founded Abcam, which has gone on to float. I also, as a result of bumping into various people, helped form the Cambridge Network with Herman Hauser. I started a company called Three Way Networks, which sold FemtoCells. I sold Analysis itself in 2004, and that freed up real time to do what I'm doing now, which is basically nurturing companies and hoping that they'll be successes.
You are indeed an expert in that telecommunications industry, and at a national government level too. You've appeared before Parliament select committees. You're now the founding director of the Centre for Science and Policy. But did you ever envisage when you set up Analysis that you would become, if you like, a national authority on your industry? When you started out, were you just round a table with a few friends and mates?
Oh, when I started Analysis, no, I wasn't round a table with a few friends and mates. I was working for the Economist Intelligence Unit down in London. I was running a big chunk of the business and telecommunications consulting. But my passion, my focus was doing consulting in telecommunications. And I spent many, many years just understanding how it was that you could grow a company and make it scale. And I focused, like an apprentice, I suppose, on telecommunications consulting. And that's what I wanted to be good at.
And that growing in scale of the small businesses, very topical today. But the entrants on the new postgraduate diploma in entrepreneurship at the Cambridge Judge Business School are going to bring along their ideas for their businesses as part of this blended collaborative learning approach. You mentioned the word, David Cleverley, passionate about your industry and growing these telecoms businesses. Do you think they'll need passion to succeed?
Oh, without passion, you cannot succeed. There's always a hurdle to get over when you're looking at somebody who's coming and pitching a business to you. And that is, are they really passionate? Are they really determined? The reason why I backed Jonathan Milner on Abcam was I thought he could walk through walls. He's always quoted that back at me as something which he's, I think, very proud of, and justifiably so. This is a man who was so passionate about what he wanted to do that he would always find some way of getting through. And that has to be the driving force.
So if you were to judge those applicants for this new postgraduate diploma in entrepreneurship on their business idea, are you actually judging them on the idea they bring forward or them as personalities? It sounds as if you say it's them as personalities.
Yes, I think it is them as personalities. One of the things that you look for is somebody pitches an idea to you. Then you come back with some criticism or suggestions. What you're really looking for then is they come back with something that's better than the thing that either of you started with. And that's not the original business idea. I mean, that may be a starting point. No, it's is that person got enough? Have they got enough drive? Are they passionate? And do they think like an entrepreneur?
Programme fees are £10,000 per person, which includes all tuition and programme materials, but not accommodation and subsistence costs during the intensive residential sessions. It's a diploma that needs you to be committed to your idea, but can it really live up to its claim and benefit all equally? Can one size possibly suit all? Dr. Cleverley and Dr. Mills again. OK, so how does an entrepreneur think? They're risk takers. They're reckless people who mortgage their houses, sell their family homes, sell their cars to set up their businesses. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct. It's a popular misconception. In fact, there's quite a large body of research now, proper psychological profiling of entrepreneurs, which shows that on average, an entrepreneur is just slightly more risk averse than the average member of the population. So entrepreneurs do not take risks. That's a very, very important thing to remember.
Are they cautious people? When you hear CEOs and global leaders speaking at the Cambridge Judge Business School in their leadership series, they talk about the need for another in business, a partner who perhaps has the opposite personality traits to your own. Do you think that's necessary, the risk takers juxtaposition, the cautious entrepreneur?
Well, this is a very interesting point, and it's very unusual for any one person by themselves ever to manage to do everything. But let's pick up this point about entrepreneurs being risk takers or not. They're not risk takers, but actually they have a very serious personality defect, and being an entrepreneur, I can confess to it. It is that they have a completely overwhelming sense that they can influence events. So it's as if they were presented with a dice and they always believed it was going to throw a six simply because of the power of their will. Everybody else can see that six is only going to come up one in six times. The entrepreneur thinks it's going to come up pretty well every time they throw the dice. Now, then you've got to think about the complementary personalities to that. Well, you can't oppose an entrepreneur, because that would actually be cutting off the very force, the very reason, the resource that makes them good at what they're doing. But you have to be able to make sure that you can sweep up and make sure that they get a reflection of what they're doing so that they can understand better what is actually going on. Entrepreneurs have a very, very partial view of the world.
Oh, we'll be watching with excitement to see how this group of students, the first cohort and cohorts beyond that, fare. I mean, of course, what we're intending to do is furnish them with skills and knowledge to increase their chances of success. And we really do hope that one day some of those entrepreneurs will be building some big global businesses.
Cambridge University and the Cambridge Judge Business School Centre for Entrepreneurial Learning has devised its blended learning approach to ensure that those who take its new postgraduate diploma in entrepreneurship will walk away with a business plan that is fit for purpose. You'll get plenty of first-hand tips from those who've kept their nerve and risen to the top in their respective fields and honed their own personal business skills during the toughest of times, or as Silicon Valley entrepreneurs like to speak of, those dark valleys you walk through on that road to success. Dr. Herman Hauser and Lord Billimoria again.
Well, I think it's like with a concert pianist. If you're tone deaf, you're very unlikely to become a great concert pianist, but having a piano also helps. So providing the right environment for people to learn their trade is very important.
You talked about your business partner, Chris Curry, at the beginning of the interview. Do you think you need, if you like, a mix of personalities, that you need a risk taker and then someone who's a little bit more moderate in the risks they would take? Do opposites attract in business?
I think they do, and there's some very interesting research from MIT that shows that teams of up to four people are more likely to be successful than just a single person. So two people teams are better than just one, three are better than two, and four are better than three. After that, you get a negative correlation.
If you were going to select someone to join your business, if you had a role, would you select somebody with a postgraduate diploma in entrepreneurship? Is it really going to make a difference to your employment prospects, do you think?
Absolutely, because it shows that people care about entrepreneurship and learning skills that maybe they might not have. Of course, they have to have some of the right attitudes to life in the first place, but they also have to have the skills that many entrepreneurs don't have before they go and learn them at the course.
This is such a brilliant idea to have a diploma in entrepreneurship at Cambridge University. I'm very proud of Cambridge as a university. I'm very proud to have had the privilege of doing my law degree undergraduate studies there. And then thereafter, I've been involved with the Centre for Entrepreneurial Learning virtually from the very beginning. And I also sit on the advisory board of the Judge Business School. So I see it firsthand, and as a visiting entrepreneur to the university, how much benefit the Centre for Entrepreneurial Learning has been in spreading the spirit of enterprise and entrepreneurship throughout the university, not just in the business school. And now we have this wonderful program, the first time in 800 years of Cambridge's history, to have a diploma in entrepreneurship available to people around the world. And it's the best of all worlds, because you can enroll for this, study from sitting in the Far East or in India or in the States, and it's virtual learning as well as on-site in Cambridge and in one of the great clusters in the world. If you look at it, there are only the three most important, most successful business clusters in the world are Silicon Valley, Boston, Cambridge, United States, and Cambridge in the UK. And to be able to study entrepreneurship in one of the great clusters of the world with real entrepreneurs, from real entrepreneurs, by real entrepreneurs, in one of the greatest universities in the world, wow.
Do jot it down on your yellow post-it note. The new Cambridge Judge Business School Diploma in Entrepreneurship might just be for you.
It's always about the entrepreneur, the individual first, and the attitude. If you have the right attitude, you may have an idea. That idea may not be a runner, as they would say. You may hit a brick wall with it, because after researching it, after discussing it, studying it, you might actually realize that it's a non-starter. And then you've got to know there's a balance between persevering and never giving up, but also knowing when to stop and start again. But once you have the skills and the ability and the aptitude to be an entrepreneur, which this course will teach and expose you to, then you can come up with another idea. But it's getting those skills and being committed to the path of entrepreneurship.